Sorry, Limits, that was entirely my fault.
That's okay.
What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Let's go out to our friend Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, let's talk a little Steelers, shall we? How about an injury update? No, we're going to ask Jeff about some of the different guys that we have who are either in or out. Apparently, you don't have Jeff yet, and that's your fault. We've each made one mistake in this final segment. Also, getting pumped for Pitt here. This is going to be fun. It's Pitt against the Fighting Andrew Filipponis, the Syracuse Orange, and a chance to go 7-0 for the first time since 1982. And it should be a high-scoring, entertaining game. 50,000-plus, some people. Jerry DePaula told us 55,000-plus. So it should be a nice atmosphere on television as well. Nice night. I'm excited for tonight. Little Cooper Kupp here. Little Eli Holstein there. It's a sports night. Jeff, can you update us on some injuries with the Steelers? Guys maybe on the fence. Guys like Cordarrelle Patterson. Whether you think they'll play or not.
That arrow is really pointing up for Cordarrelle Patterson. And they could walk into a stadium for really the first time and have a healthy backfield. Mm. And look at how they've run it. There's some optimism there with Patterson. And I think ideally, Patterson's a guy you get 10, maybe 12 opportunities a game because he has had some injuries. But, man, when you saw in that Indy series, like when he's running with a passion, I mean, look what he did in that series, just chunk play after chunk play.
Who else is on the fence this week, Jeff, that, Tomlin mentioned that might have a chance?
Yeah, those are the main guys. I mean, Dante Jackson, it looks like he's going to be able to play. He's been optimistic about it, so that looks good. And of the ones that really had an opportunity to come back, like, those were the ones that they were really looking at. I mean, we're not going to see Frazier yet. We're not going to see Herbig yet. But, you know, those are the guys that they're excited about. I mean, and here's another good – he played last week, but Highsmith said yesterday that, you know, he was sore because he hadn't played in a couple of weeks, but he feels like he's near 100% now.
And then as far as the quarterback situation, do you think there will be – a package or even a play, a snap for Justin Fields in this game?
You got to think at some point there's going to be. I just don't see it. I mean, they look in the game, they had success in the red zone with Russ. I mean, the big first touchdown, even the quarterback sneak was all Russ. I don't know that they want to go to that step until they need to. I think at some point they'll need to. They'll need a change of pace. They'll need a little something different. I think right now they like where they're at. I don't see any packages where he comes in or any packages with the two of them on the field, at least not at this point in the season.
Jeff, from everything you know, everything you've learned, how serious do you think Pitt? I'm looking at Pitt right now, the Pitt-Syracuse game. How serious do you think the Steelers are about pursuing Cooper Kupp, and what do you think they'd be willing to give up?
You know, we're not too far off from college teams making trades.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
To that point, I get where you're thinking. I think there's interest, but they're not going to overpay. I think it's as simple as that. There's interest, and if not him, there'll be interest in somebody else because they want to fortify that room, especially now with, you know, Roman Wilson dealing with another injury. They want some help in that area. They're not going to give up a two for Cooper Kupp. If they could work in a conditional pick and the Rams pick up some of that salary, because they could afford it, but it puts them right up against the cap. And if they have to make some other move, they may not have the money to do it. Much like you remember a couple of years ago at the Penguins when they were playing five defensemen because they couldn't afford to make a move. They don't want to be in that type of situation. So it's plausible, but it's going to have to be on the Steelers' terms.
Pick a winner in Pitt-Syracuse tonight, Jeff.
Ooh, the fans, because we're going to see offense, two good quarterbacks, but I think Pitt will find a way. There's something about this team. And the other thing with Pitt, they've got a money kicker. And if it comes down to that, I'll put my money on Ben Sulls every day.
Me too, man. I can't wait to watch it tonight. Thank you, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Joe. We'll see you.
That's Jeff Hathorn. Read his stuff at 937thefan.com. And he's obviously heard up and down the station here with his reporting and opinions. All right there, horse. Tell us about tomorrow. We have Donnie Football. It's a Donnie Football Friday. We have Ray Fittipaldi this week after becoming a big story. Yes. What else do we have?
We have a quiz show, Joe.
Yes, we do.
We're going to use last week's quiz show questions because you forgot about last week's quiz show.
Thank you for pointing that out.
You're
again.
Welcome.
You get the last shot today. I'll give you that last shot. I like it. I like the passive aggressiveness.
It's all in good fun.
I really do. What? When does our pit coverage start today? Our actual
4:30. Pony and Muller are down on the North Shore.
Holy bird milk. How about that? I just saw Pony 2 minutes ago. How's he going to get down there in time?
It takes like 20 minutes or so.
If there's not traffic.
He'll get there.
Are you implying that Malzy won't?
No, I'm sure Malzy's there too.
Oh. PetFest 24, presented by Subaru, is back October 27th at Rockwell Park in the East End. The event runs from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your four-legged friends to meet vendors, participate in costume contests, get photos with Santa, and join the blessing of the pets. At 9:30 a.m., donation at the door benefits the Salvation Army. PetFest brought to you by Bully Max Dog Food and Forever Lawn. For more information, go to 937thefan.com. I'll tell you whose lawn isn't forever, mine. It's deader than a doornail right now. It's like a, it's like an old softball field that hasn't been tended to for 100 years.
Still?
They could film like an old Western on it and pretend it's a ghost town. It's laughable. It's the blight of the neighborhood.
Are there any tumbleweeds?
Yeah, there are tumbleweeds. Yeah. It's just dirt. I forgot about the watering part. I don't have time to water things, Limits. I don't.
It's called rain, Joe.
Well, there's none of that either. That's the problem.
Did it rain last night?
Yes, it rained last night. We get rain as often as Mulsey admits he's wrong. I don't know. There's no rain here. What are you talking about?
Yeah, very little rain, I guess.
So I don't know. Are there lawn alternatives? I was reading that in some warm weather places, people just have like concrete, you know, like designs or something. I want a lawn that I never have to look at again and never tend to. I hate my lawn.
I don't know. My lawn has come back.
Yeah, all because you work there. On it. Your family works on it. You have a whole family who can work on your lawn. You water it. You manicure
it. We don't manicure it.
You fertilize
it. We don't fertilize it.
You just leave it there and it grows?
Yeah, it grows back.
Ours doesn't. It's become a dirt patch. And
do
I don't know.
A lot of trees in front of it?
Yeah, it's horrible. The sun beats down on it where it is and there's a giant tree over it. So it gets killed simultaneously by shade and sun. The whole thing sucks.
The double whammy.
Yeah, I want turf. Can you just buy AstroTurf and make like a football field?
I wouldn't recommend it, but yeah, you can.
Why wouldn't you recommend it?
Because don't you want real grass in your yard?
No, that's the whole point.
You don't want to cut the grass.
No, the cutting's not the problem. There's no grass to cut. I've told you now 5 times. It's a dirt patch.
Plant some grass.
Thank you, Malzy. All right. You can hear Malzy and Pony down at the stadium. Man, this is going to be fun. A big pit football game. It's been a while since we've said that, but this is one I can't wait to watch it. Can hear it right here on 93.7 The Fan. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Should be a nice night at the old ball yard. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. High is 61 today with sunny skies. Thank you, Limits. You've been wonderful today. It was one of your better shows.
Thank you, Joe. Fantastic show as always. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Goodbye.